program. And today in history, W.E.B. Du Bois and delegates of 14 states organized the Niagara Movement to demand abolition of all distinctions based on race. And that's your headlines. I'm Lisa Malvo. Thanks for listening and have a blessed day.
Let's get a check at our Monday weather. Partly cloudy, 97 degree high temperatures for Alexandria. 75 is the overnight low. There is a heat advisory in effect. Monday will bring 94 degree temperatures and sunny skies to Natchez, Mississippi, with a 73 degree overnight low. Afternoon and evening thunderstorms are in effect for Lake Charles. 95 is the afternoon high temperature. Your overnight low is at 77. It's going to be hot and sticky in Monroe, but you're going to love the sunshine. 97 is the afternoon high. 72 is the overnight low. Triple-digit temperatures for Shreveport today. Sunshine, 100-degree high temperatures. 74 is the overnight low. That is your Five Cities forecast. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Wade Hampton.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT-FM.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastors Fanny Reed and Lily B. of the Zion Hill Church family in Pineville, Louisiana, where the senior pastor is Dr. Joshua Jordan. You may have heard it said, an apple a day keep the doctors away. But I say a scripture a day keeps the devil away. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Minister Fanny Reed, and today we are going to talk about prayer. There is so much to talk about prayer, but I can't talk about everything. I'm going to talk about some of the things because prayer covers a lot. We are going with the scripture in James 4 and 3. You ask and receive not because you ask amiss. What that means, you're not asking at all, or you don't believe what you ask for. One thing the Word of God says, He is not a liar, and He tells the truth. So He said in James 4 and 3, you ask and receive not because you ask amiss. We're going to have to ask, mean it, believe it, and receive it. Don't have no doubt anywhere in our mind. In Luke 5 and 16, he says, and he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. What we are talking about right here is Jesus, because it shows us, you and I both, that Jesus himself need a break from the busy life and to change his battery at some time or another. We got to recharge, people, and spend time with our Heavenly Father. Jesus' life gives us examples we can follow and learn from. It don't matter what kind of work you do, how much money you make, how smart you are, how well you are, how healthy you are, what kind of house you live in, where you live, what kind of car you drive, whether you're famous or not, it doesn't matter. Our soul is not satisfied without Jesus, bottom line. You can have everything in life that you need and want. But if you don't have a relationship and you're not connected with Jesus, you don't have nothing. You still be out there searching for something else. And prayer is one of the ways to connect. Amen? Jesus said, pray at all times. Pray without ceasing. Continuous to pray. Jesus didn't depend on his supernatural powers as the Son of God when it came to facing life's problems and challenges. When he was exhausted, a burden, in need of spiritual refreshment, he would slip away and pray, plugging into the power and purpose that can only be found in God's presence. You know, sometimes when we want to be refreshed, we go jump in the pool, go to our favorite restaurant, do something we like doing, drink certain things, eat certain things, go certain places, but that's still not satisfying your spirit. Jesus himself needed to be refreshed. So if Jesus needed, what about us? Prayer is one of the most powerful weapons God has given us, but knowing how to pray is not always easy. First of all, we have to start by building a relationship. In Romans 12:2, it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And your mind is renewed through the word of God. The word of God also says, study and show yourself approved. We got to study, people. We do what we want to do and get done in the world. We do it how we want it to make it work. So with God, in order to get that spiritual satisfaction, which the world cannot give, I don't care how much it give you, it cannot give you spiritual satisfaction. It cannot give you peace surpass all understanding. The word of God say he give you peace surpass all understanding. Peace the world can't give, and the world cannot take it away. You know, once you get the peace of God, the world can't do nothing with that. The Lord also said if we keep our mind up on him, he'll keep us in perfect peace. No matter what's going on around us or to us, he said if we keep our mind on him, he'll keep us in perfect peace. And I have a few steps, not a lot, about prayer. And the first one is you have to know who you are speaking to. In order to know that, you have to have a relationship. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. If you're in school and you go to college, you go to a new job, it's something you want to learn how to do or how to say or how to work a certain object, you read and get direction. Anything you pick up, if you are not reading direction and you didn't have some kind of direction on how to do it, you'll mess up. So you need to know who you are speaking to. Prayer is a conversation with God. We have to stay focused on our Father in heaven, who you have a personal relationship with. You got some people walking around saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, and all that good stuff, and still don't have no relationship. You got to have a relationship with the Father. You got to focus on your Father in heaven. You have to have a personal relationship so we can call up on God, not people. We all looking for the same thing. Call on God, not the people. Call on our Father in heaven. When you have a personal relationship, you can do that. You know, we call on people. We say, hey, you. Hey, there. Sometimes we even whistle. But it's not the same as being recognized by name. When someone calls you by your name, and you look around, you say, oh, they know me. You feel a certain type of way. So just imagine how God feels when we call on the name Jesus. when we recognize Jesus, call him by name. When people call our name, we feel special. So it's good to call on the name of Jesus. When you call on his name, he said, oh, that's my child. They're calling me. You got his attention. You want to get his attention? Call him by name. Say, Jesus. When we call him by name, we should recognize, give him a recognition, honor, glory, and praise. So when we go before Jesus to pray, the first thing we need to do is go to him with honor, glory, and praise. And let him know we need him. We can't make it without him. Let's let him know how much we appreciate him, how much we need him, how much we love him. You got to go to him that way before you start your conversation. Let him know. All of us like praise. How do you feel when someone praises you? You get all giddy and get the laughing and shaking. Hey, they call me. Oh, I'm getting all these praises. How you think God feels? He said he inhabits the praise of the saints. So we need to call on him. Praise him. Give him glory. Give him honor when we go before him. When we go before him to speak and before we ask him for anything, tell him how much you thank him, how much you honor him, how much you praise him, how much you thank him for shedding his blood and dying on the cross of Calvary for the remission of sin. Amen? That's what we got to do. Jesus is our friend who is closer than a brother and the savior of our soul. You know, as soon as something happened to a lot of us, we said we're going to have to tell our friend. We find certain people we want to talk to because you can't talk to everybody. They will tell your business. So when you talk to Jesus, he said he is a friend. Come on, he stick closer than a brother. You don't have to worry about Jesus telling nobody what you talk to him about. And that's a fact. Talk to Jesus. Tell God all about it. He will never, never let you down. Amen? We got to recognize him. Go to him. Talk to him. Speak to him. And then the second thing we need to do, we get to thanking him. A heartfelt thank you is always a good start. Giving them the praise, the glory, and the honor. God loves to see that we have a humble spirit and a grateful heart. You know what the Word of God says? He says we can't get anything from him if we don't have a childlike spirit. Now, we all know how children are. They are innocent, little babies. We got to be just like babies when we come to God. Because we don't know if he didn't direct us and guide us and lead us and keep us and teach us, we'll be just as lost. So we had to have a spirit of humbleness, thanking him. We take the time to thank him for hearing or answering our prayers, what he has done over the years and in our lives. We take time out to thank him for hearing us, for answering our prayers. That's such a blessing. We have, once we begin to praise him and give him glory and honor, we begin more stronger and confident in God. He said, throw not away your confidence. That's in Hebrews 10 and 35. Don't throw away your confidence in God. Hold on. Amen. Your confidence will be richly rewarded. He said, throw them not away. Next thing we have to do, ask for God's will to be done in our lives, not our will. You know, that's what a lot of us do here in the world. We're going to do our will. I don't care how much you do your will, how much you get for your will, how long you've been doing your will. If you ain't doing it God's way, it still ain't right. We got to do it the way he says. God's way is right. The world way, half the time, is confusing. And God said he got a future and a hope for us. The world don't have that. He said he got a future and a hope and an expected end. That's in Jeremiah 29 and 11. And then he turned around and said, every